I'm not talking about a spirit-led life. But you've got to believe in the Holy Spirit. Like Monty's been teaching us about the, he started a series, I guess, I don't know, on the Holy Spirit. He is the one that searches the mind and heart of God. And he is the one that reveals God's plan to us in this earth, for us. The Holy Spirit is the one. He is the one. And a lot of people call him it or whatever. They think he's weird, but he is. The Bible says that he's a he. Calls him a he. He's a person. And how many knows after we're born again, we're to train ourselves to endeavor to be led by the Spirit of God in our marriages, in our everything. I mean, we need his prompting. I remember one time Teresa was having these reoccurring physical problems. And, I mean, it was just on and on. And they'd give her medicine, clear it up. And she's asking the Holy Spirit. She's asking the Lord, Lord, are they something that I need to do on my part? This has been 8 years ago. Are they anything that I need to do, Lord, myself? And the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, drink one more bottle of water. She didn't drink nothing but water, pretty much. And she drank that bottle of water, that was a cure. It stopped coming back. See, the Holy Spirit knows the root of issues. The Holy Spirit knows the heart, and I'm believing for Chloe. I'm believing the Holy Spirit will go down, and if she's not born again, I don't know. She's really the only one that knows. If she's not, well, she's got to get born again. And we're covering her, and I'm saying that because the Holy Spirit will lead us to say things over people, to speak things into their life, and they don't even have to know nothing about it, to cover them. The Holy Spirit will lead us in line with the will of God, even if it's concerning other people or praying for them or just like here, you know. I mean, when the Lord told me to start this church, you know, and I knew it, you know, and I went to my pastor, and I really like what Teresa was talking, saying, because a willing heart is a humble heart, a willing heart. And when we have a willing heart, it puts us in position to hear the Word of God through the Holy Spirit or preaching or whatever, and it calls. That's how come you can't get me broke. I have a revelation of I'm rich, and I got it through reading that Bible. And you know, you just can't break me. If you steal from me, I give, I sow, and then I get a return. You know, I have a revelation. The Bible says the gates of hell can't prevail against that. The only thing that can is for me to turn it loose. Me to let that get out of my heart. Well, like Sandy said, it don't work now like it used to. Liar and devil. But the Holy Spirit, see, he's the one that quickens these things to us. He's the one that brought salvation to me down there fixing to commit suicide. He's the one that brought it, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father. He's not here anymore. God's on the throne. God's a God, you know, the Holy Spirit. And through the scripture, we've learned, you know, that he told them, he said, I won't leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. I'm going to send you the same Spirit that was in me. I'm going to send him to you. And that's what the scripture says. It says that if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us, he will quicken us, quicken our mortal bodies. By his Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will always lead us into God's plan for our lives. You know, I mean, I'd never heard about, you know, I mean, now the denomination I was in, the Holy Spirit wasn't brought up too much because they didn't believe in tongues and stuff, you know. and they didn't believe in it. So the Holy Spirit, you know, when you would mention the Holy, they would mention the Holy Spirit, it would be like, that's not welcome here. That's not welcome here. Well, how many knows where people are not willing to embrace the Holy? He won't bother with them. He just won't bother with them. We're free. We're free moral agents. I mean, He made us free. Free. I'm a free. I go around saying it a lot. I'm a free man. I'm a free man. I say it when I'm by myself. I say it when I'm around people. You know, I'm a free man. Me and Teresa going down the road the other day, and I said, I'm a free man. Free man. Why? Because the Bible says, who the Son set free is free. Well, if there's anything trying to bind me and tries to bind me, I've already got that my faith in. I'm a free man. So it goes ahead, and I believe that's the Holy Spirit that's causing us to think those things and prompt us to say what people say, weird things. Like Teresa, what's that weirdo doing? She thought, what? She was cussing God and cussing me before she got saved, you know, and I anointed everything and all that stuff, you know. And what's that weirdo doing? You know, he's a weird. I mean, he's acting weird, got oil all over things. See, the things of God seems weird to the world. The things of God seem stupid. Praying in tongues seems stupid to some folk. But that's a gift that we pray in tongues, and it connects us directly with the Lord. It don't make no sense to me. It didn't make no sense to me back yonder. But I'm praying in my gift and connecting with the Holy Spirit. So if you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, you know, and you've been taught against it, get in there and read your Bible. Get in there, study it for yourself, not what somebody preaches, not what somebody believes. I personally believe we don't care what you personally believe that is contrary to the Word of God. Now you're trying to keep us from the truth. And Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth, continue in my word, so shall you be my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Free from what? Free from opinions of people. It's a big majority of Christians, their opinion is, I don't need no more money. That's their opinion. Now, according to that Bible, I'm supposed to increase more and more. The Bible says in Psalms over there that He'll increase more and more, both small and great. I told Teresa, I said, I'm going to have double. I'm going to believe double. I said, I don't know why, but I just, why not? Why not? Why not just believe double this year? Why not just believe for a hundredfold on every seed that I sow? Why not? I believe the Holy Spirit will lead you to do it. I believe He'll lead you to believe. I'm not going to go after money. Don't go after money. Go after God. Go after Him. Don't go after money. Don't work your job for money. Go work for the Lord. Go say, God, I'm working with my own hands, so I'll have to give to those that need, God. And I'm gonna honor you, God. Don't work for your job. I don't work for garage door. I don't work for money. And I say that honestly in here. I train myself, you know, that's what I do in this earth, but I'm employed by heaven. I'm down here in the earth, but I'm a citizen of heaven. Praise God. The Holy Spirit will lead us into the will of God for our lives. I was thinking about this. Me and Teresa talked about this yesterday. We was just talking a little bit. And I was a young Christian. You know, we were young Christians, and we needed money. I mean, we needed money all the time. I mean, we needed it on Monday. And Tuesday, I mean, we needed money. I mean, we didn't have nothing, really. And so we're going about, you know, and Christians, and so I thought, well, you know, I'm going to get a load of watermelons to pay our light bill. That's what I'm going to do. Now, we'll take it to the Birmingham Market on Saturday and Sunday instead of going to church. Johnny. Now that wasn't a leading of, that was outside of the will of God. That was not a leading of the Holy Spirit. That was a natural reasoning way that I'd always done to take care of us, to pay the bills. I mean, in the natural, that's the way you do things. Without God, that's just the way you do it. Go get you two jobs. If you want a Corvette, you don't have to pay. You get two jobs. Now, if you want a Corvette, you just sow a seed and believe God. If he says you can have a Corvette, you will get a Corvette. But anyways, them watermelon couldn't sell them for nothing. They wouldn't sell. I've been able to always sell watermelons. They wouldn't sell. Stayed down there all weekend. Sandy finds out what we're doing, and she goes to the church. And say, church, good to have a church. I wasn't asking the church for nothing. I was too prideful at that time. Still full of pride. You can be born again and full of pride, and that's why we have to work our way to have a willing heart so that the Spirit of God and the Word of God can come in and transform us to where we are humble. We humble ourselves. God ain't gonna humble you. God will not humble you. People say that he does. Well, you know, God did that to humble me. Bad things happen, Johnny. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. If he wanted it different, he would have said, if you don't humble yourself, I'll crush you. See, but God knows that my willingness to humble myself, then his grace comes in and helps us supernaturally to humble ourselves. And then we know it's God. We give glory to God because we know that that wasn't us. That was him did that in us and through us. Therefore, it brings glory to God through our hearts. Hallelujah. Well, she goes to the church. The church pays our lot bill. I tried to pay them back. I told them to pay them back. Nope, they don't want it now. And all that. But it wasn't too long, Johnny. We still needed money. That took care of that lot bill. But there's another one coming. Groceries is coming. Yeah, I mean, it's coming. It was like an endless cycle of never having enough without I go steal something or something. And I can't steal no more. So anyways, I have my brother-in-law. I work where he worked, and I went in to work, and he said, I've got a load of tomatoes. He said, I got a whole load of tomatoes, and they're already, I went through them and all of that stuff, you know, and he said, you can take them this weekend and sell them, you know, and just pay me. We're going on vacation, something. I don't know, they wasn't going. And so I called Teresa. I went and called her. There wasn't cell phones, so I had to go in the store and call Teresa. And I didn't really want to call her because I felt like she was going to say, this is not trusting God. I mean, I just had this feeling. And I thought, nah, she won't. We do this stuff together, you know. And so anyways, I call her. And I said, hey, man, I said Marvin's got a load of tomatoes. And she said, let's pray about this. Got a load of maters. We can make some money. Extra money. See, I've not yet learned how to rely on the Lord, see? I'm actually thinking this could be the Lord. This man never offers me a load of maters like this, you know? See, outward signs, outward open doors are not a leading of the Holy Spirit. They are not. Christians should not rely on outward evidence to determine the will of God, ever. Good doors, bad doors, or whatever. Well, she calls me back, or I call her back anyhow. She said, I don't think it's the Lord. She said, I, the scripture, Ephesians 6:10. We didn't even know what it said. Ephesians 6:10 come to me, and I said, well, what does it say? Well, I don't know what it says. We don't even know what it says. But you know what we find out it says? Finally, my brethren, be strong in tomatoes. It don't say that, does it? Be strong in this weekend. You ain't going to make church again, but it'll be okay. You can sell them maters and y'all have some extra money. No. That was not a leading of the Holy Spirit. Needless to say, I didn't take those tomatoes because I felt like then it's not the will of God. Nothing wrong with the tomatoes. Nothing wrong with my brother-in-law. Nothing wrong with none of that. But there was something wrong with it's not leading. The Holy Spirit is not leading us to do this. And come to find out right now, today I would not give you a dime for a load of maters to go sell. The blessing of the Lord is going to continually make you and me and whoever receives the word rich. So the Holy Spirit began to lead us away from putting our trust in the natural realm. I'm telling you, I can look back now. I couldn't say it back in. I know what the Holy Spirit's doing. He's taking us off the milk. I mean, I couldn't say it back then. I'm like, where's the will of God? What is the will of God? God, what is your will? God, what is your will? And then I'd hear somebody say, the Bible is the will of God. And I'd be like, no, the Bible? The Bible is the will of God. And so I'd be like, then a preacher one time, this is the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is starting to develop a relationship with me and Teresa personally, like he does you. And so the Bible says, put that Romans up there, babe. He's beginning to teach us how to go by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it's not really hard. It's just we've got to tune ourselves in. Like my pastor said one time, he said, you know how radio is? He said, when it's not quiet on the station, you know, it's kind of like, you know, and you just turn it just a little bit. And I mean, used to the older radios, you could do that. Now, it's not like that now, you know. But I've had one time, it would flop back to stations. You'd be playing, it'd play two stations. And it'd really get on your nerves. So I could relate to what he was saying, you know, and I thought, yeah. He said, you just turn it just a little bit. He said, it starts picking up clear. He said, that's the way it is with the Holy Spirit. I thought, really? Without the Holy Spirit, we don't, you know, it won't be coming in clear. But if we'll rely on the Holy Spirit, talk to the Holy Spirit, rely on Him for things, things will be clearer. See, the Holy Spirit clears up this kingdom thing. Where confusion comes in, Satan is the author of it. Author of confusion. When people are confused about the kingdom, the author of confusion is messing with them. So, it'll cause them to be double-minded. And James says, a double-minded man will be unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, that's not in there to make us feel bad. That is in there to let us know that we have got to be word-minded. We have got to be straightforward in our belief system based on the Word of God and do not back off of it. And the Holy Spirit will concrete it. I mean, He'll make it like concrete in your spirit. But God, no weapons formed against me will prosper. And I mean, you'll have that concrete in your heart. And I mean, every weapon that comes against you will not prosper because The Holy Spirit has done went and put that on the inside, deposited that on the inside of that person because they are open to the Holy Spirit. And that's what he says here. For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That word there for those that are led, you know, used to, I would think, led, man, I mean, how are you led by the Holy Spirit, you know? And I would ask people, I would ask Christians, how are you led by the Holy Spirit? They could quote it. They could quote it. Oh, yes, we got to be led by the Holy Spirit. And they might have knew it. Knew how, but they couldn't explain it to where I could get it. And so I thought, well, the answer's not lying in man. The answer's going to lie in me asking the Lord, Lord, how am I to be led? How, Lord? How do I? And you know what? Then all of a sudden, I'm thinking, wonder what that word led means. If you ever wonder what a word means in the Bible, don't bypass it until you find out what the Greek meaning of that word is, and don't go ask the church. Get your Bible. Get it. You need to see it. You need to study it. That's why Paul told Timothy, he says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that you will have an answer to give to them that ask. The right answer. The body of Christ needs to be well equipped up on the word. I mean, for your own benefit, for my own benefit. I don't study and meditate on this word just so I can come preach. That gift will work. If I'll do that other, it'll just work. But he said the word led means to be open to be willing to yield to. He gives a sense in, he says, don't eat. And you say, okay. Or fast, okay. Don't get mad at your wife, okay. Don't hold no grudge. Okay, that's what that means. Study, okay. Read, pray, okay. Instead of, I ain't got time right now, you're acting like you're not a son. If I ask my son to help me, he'll be right over there to help me. I know he would. I don't bother him much. I mean, I don't embarge on his life much, you know. But if I ask him, he would. He'd be right over there. He might gripe at Mom. Dad's always got something going on over there. I mean, you know, he may gripe at everybody else, but he wouldn't me. Yeah, Dad, yeah, I did. Oh, there, Dad. Sure, Dad, sure. Toby the other day, he said, yeah, he said, I need, there's me a tractor, needs a tractor. He don't mow his yard regular anyway. I told him, I said, yeah, just go ahead and get it. Tractor, cab tractor, you know, like he needs one. I mean, what do they need a tractor for? I told him, I said, yeah, just go ahead. Dad will make sure it gets broke in good for you. I said, Dad, I'll keep it where, you know, keep it up going stuff. I wished you would buy a big old John Deere cab tractor. Make them payments and just let me have it. But see, he says those that are willing to open to, there's a lot of Christians not open to the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of people ain't saved because they reject the Holy Spirit. They reject him when they come and somebody preaches and they come and he starts to draw. See, the Holy Spirit's the one that's going to draw Chloe to him. My family that's not saved, my loved one, he's the one, because he said if we serve him that he would save our whole house. Well, we have that promise. So the Holy Spirit is going to go and demonstrate and do that word. The Bible says that God watches over it to make sure it's performed. The Holy Spirit knows God's watching over it. That was him told, said, go down there. I want you to show up Scotty's going to be ready tomorrow. He's almost at a breaking point. He's almost going to let the enemy win. But I want you to show up and I want you to remind him. I want you to remind him that I've done told him that I'm a good God. I want you to go remind him. Scripture says he's going to do it. He's going to bring to remembrance the things that Jesus spoke. He's going to bring them to remembrance. So we've got to be willing to yield, and we are. I believe this church is. I believe we don't have a problem with it. I mean, you know, all of us has had opportunity to be offended at one another, and the Holy Spirit will bring don't do it or whatever the case, and we yield. We keep yielding. We would have done all been fights around here if we hadn't. I mean, Monty, he's got himself in boiling water right now with Teresa because he's got this mentality he's going to bring her up to where she's smiling all the time. Good luck, homie. Good luck. If there is anything, look, you're going to need some power. That's okay. I'm thinking, well, you know what? Just go enjoy the ride, baby. Enjoy the ride. Just enjoy the ride. It's going to be your opportunity to get some endurance. I know my wife better than she knows herself. I guarantee you. She don't know herself as well as I do. She lives there, but I'm on the outside looking in. See, I'm telling you, he's going to lead you into the will of God. He's going to lead you. He's going to quicken you to the Word. He's going to quicken you to healing. When you're believing God for healing, that the Holy Spirit's going to demonstrate somehow. He's the one that brings it to us. He's the one that brings it. Give me that John 14, please, Beth. If you love me, keep my commandments, my word, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you, called him he, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. You know the Holy Spirit, whether you are consciously thinking you do or not. He came in. That's how come when he came in, I got up and I'm like, how come I don't want to commit suicide? You know, I don't want to kill nobody anymore, you know. Hey, why? I know him now. I don't even know I know him. But I know him. But now I know him. I know him. I know he lives in me. I know he's in me. He quickens me. He quickens me to the word. He quickens me to say things. He's the one that tells me, believe for bigger jobs, less, more money, less work. He's the one that says that to me on the inside, leading me in the will of God, sending me the word of God that is not scripture. It's not a scripture. But it is in line with that scripture. I want to bless you more and more, even your children. Everything you set your... I got this piece given to me. It's a gator. And I went up there, I hadn't messed with it, you know. Somebody gave it to me. A Forbesy, one of those Forbesy gators. And I went up there and I looked down there at it and I said, now you're under the blessing. Ain't even nobody up there, just me. But the Holy Spirit's there. God's there. And so I looked at it and I talked to it. And I said, now you come under the blessing. Why? Because the Holy Spirit wants me to be like God for some reason. God said, let there be light. In other words, he looked down here in the earth and he said, I'm in control of you now. I'm moving in. I'm sending my Holy Spirit down there, and I want to create something. I want light to be. I want fish. I want the waters to dry up. I want land. I want cattle. I want all this. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit moved upon the earth, right? And then God said, He needed the Holy Spirit to move upon the earth. Because he's God. He's in the heavens. He always has been. And he is. He is the I Am, the great I Am. Well, he moves down here and he says, go down to Scotty's. Go down there tomorrow at this time. He's going to be ready to receive you. And then when he receives you, he receives me. And then I'm going to show you what I want him to know. Everything in my life, ministry and everything, it wasn't something I dreamed up. It was something, it was the destiny of God for me all the time. Look, I've been in ministry ever since I've been saved, and I'm not even tired of it. I'm honestly can say that it fulfills me to do ministry. It fulfills me to come here. It's why? Because the Holy Spirit led me in the will of God. Now the fight to do the will of God, different story. I had to be willing. I had to submit. I'm telling the Lord before I even knew this church was going to exist. See, each one of us need to be saying, God, what is your will for my life? What is your will for my life, God? God, just show me. Don't be afraid that God's going to show you to do something that you don't really want to do. Because even if he does, the Holy Spirit will empower you. And it'll be a blessing. I mean, there's blessings that is out of past obedience to the Lord. Just like this building. I never thought anybody would come to the so run-down wire house. That's all it was. You know? And so when the Lord told me, I went to my pastor and I said, I believe God wants me to start a church. You know, and he says, well, he said, I've seen the evidence. Where most people would go to him, I'm starting a church. I don't care what my pastor says. I got the vision from the Lord. How many knows the Holy Spirit's not involved in that? He is not involved in that. He's not involved in that. Well, they made me mad over there. They don't want me to preach on nothing. Well, you're wrong. That's not a leading for you to leave and go start a church. That is not a leading. That's a leading of a demonic spirit. And that thing will be birthed out of rebellion, and then you will wonder why God can't show up in the middle of this church. Because it was birthed not by the Spirit. It was birthed out of a wrong leading. That don't mean the people's bad. It means they yielded to a wrong spirit, yielded to thoughts, yielded. If I've seen it once, I've seen it a million times. If my pastor would have told, I mean, people tell me, well, I ain't no reason, no need you going to your pastor, are they? And I'd be like, why not? Why would I not? Why would I not go tell my pastor? Well, what if he tells you no? I said, what if he don't? See, what I'm saying is, it wasn't that I was that smart. It's just that I was learning what was the Holy Spirit and what was not the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, all about submission to one another in there. Submit yourself to one another. Right? Humble yourselves. And so it was out of line of Scripture. And so the quickening of the Word and the Holy Spirit, I'm like, nah, I know I'm going to him now. So I go to him and I tell him, you know, and I'm not afraid he's going to say no, because I'm like, well, bless God, I know God said it, so God's big, he's big. He's able to move and show Brad. I mean, I knew it was the Lord. And then he said, well, bless Scotty, I believe I see the fruit in your life and all of that. And I'm like, see, bunch of lying people out yonder trying to get me not to go. Ain't none of his business. Ain't his vision. And look how he blesses us. And we're a blessing to him all of these years. I guarantee you, he prays for me and Teresa. He prays for us. He enjoys coming here to preach. The anointing's here. He said, tells me, I like coming over there because the anointing, it's just easy to preach there. Now, what if I'd have been all up, you know, not listening to the Holy Spirit? And I'm telling you this for a reason. You know, don't just take it as my story. That was the way the Lord was leading me. That's the way the Lord is leading. He's led y'all here. He's calling people from the north. That's why you can't help but to say it. I mean, if it wasn't nothing to you, you wouldn't say it. I mean, you're praying, and all of a sudden, oh, thank you, Lord, are coming from the north, Johnny, the south, the west. I thought he said that now for 2 years. I've been saying it for 20. One puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. Some plants, some waters, God gives the increase, right? We sow that word. We water that word. Hallelujah. The vision we have. I mean, I'm going everywhere encouraging everybody everywhere that I know is Christian. Won't you believe to get out of debt this year? They're like, God, we owe so much. And I'd be like, yeah, but I did too. But I mean, you know, God's a supernatural. Why would I not go do it? He done it for me. I might as well go water. I might as well go sow. I mean, I ain't going to get no money out of it. Well, I might. You never know what they might leave me. Somebody died. Are you Mr. Wesley? Yeah. Well, if somebody left you an inheritance, they did. What was it? Come on. Let's get it started. I prayed for them. Jesus said, he said, you know that he reap where he didn't sow. You're going to reap where you don't even sow. According to the Bible. I told a guy one time, I said, well, let them sinners work hard. Yeah, work hard. Get 2 or 3 jobs. What's wrong with you, Pastor? I said, their wealth is being laid up for me, and I don't want a broke sinner. But God, the wealth of the wicked, the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Encourage them to work. I mean, tell them, boy, I believe if you're going to have anything, work. Work hard, get you some extra hours.
God won't really do that, does he?
I said, I don't know, but I am. I said, when they turn that money over, I don't want a broke Christian, a broke sinner. I want, if they don't get saved, we're going to get their money. Y'all work hard, bunch of heathens. We're going to pray for you to get saved, though. But we're going to... Maybe you'll stay a sinner till it's turned over, then get saved. And I'm being funny now. That's not the Holy Spirit. He said to be willing, but really that's reality. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. He's gonna turn over wealth to the ones that are humble, the ones that'll do the will of God. He's gonna turn over finances to them. He's going to bless them financially because they will be obedient to him. See, we're learning to be obedient as we go through things and walk through things and we don't understand things. And I mean, me and Teresa went through some stuff. We've been a Christian a few years, you know. But we learned some things through that. We learned God's faithfulness. We learned that things are not God when he can't come through for us, that it's us. We learned that we can stop God in our life. The Holy Spirit quickens us to this stuff. And after we go through and make all the mistakes, it's not we didn't hear the word, but evidently we didn't get it. Like Teresa was talking about. That's why you'll see right now they're the Victory Channel. We watch a lot of preaching, men Teresa, always have. You know, they're showing it over and over and over. Same message. Every day. They are doing it on purpose. Those that have an ear to hear, let him hear. And so me and Teresa know that one sermon, we might get 10% or less. If we listen to that sermon again, we might get 12. Let's do it again, you might get 14. But you might get 100. He that has ears to hear, I done heard that sermon and heard it. That's what Satan's telling Christians all over the planet.
And Kenneth Copeland preached, they're putting that on there every, he's preaching the same sermon every day. Jensen Franklin is too. Rod Tart.
I'm going to name them all because everybody got a click somewhere. There's a reason God's telling them to air that again. There's a reason it's on their heart. You know, faith comes by hearing, not by what we heard. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, the Lord calls Teresa. She's doing her her scripture confessing, and I'm confessing with her in the bathroom. Give his angels charge over me. I'm in the morning, she's in there, well, got to get this going. I mean, she's in there reading them scriptures over herself, reading them scriptures over herself. Got me doing it. I'm like, oh, man, I just got up. She gets up early. She goes to bed late. And then she's in here with these scriptures this morning. She's not talking to me. And my flesh don't want me. Wants me to go put some Q-tips in her. Nah, why not just get in agreement with it? That's what the Holy Spirit is leading, really. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him. I'm telling you right now, if you are born again, your mind might tell you, I don't know the Holy Spirit. He's there. He's been leading you, and you haven't been recognizing him. He's been changing. He's been giving you. I mean, when you're going down the road and you want to get upset with somebody that's road rage or whatever they're doing, and you have this thought, nah, man, just don't do it. That's not you. That's him. That's the Holy Spirit. You know him. If you're born again, he is in you. He is, and he is the Spirit of truth. He is the one that has liberated me and you. We don't worship him. He does what God says. We go to the Father through Jesus, through our submission to the Lordship of Jesus. But we do listen to the Holy Spirit because he is. The Bible says, he said over there, Jesus said, he will not speak of his own things, one translation says. He won't tell you about himself. He won't talk to you about nothing but the will of God. He will not speak of his own. He will not give you his opinion. I mean, he is dedicated to leading us into the will of God, to growing us up, to imparting as we let him the word of God into us. That is why I'm so word. I like that word.
Oh, Scotty, that Bible.
I heard it back in the writer. I got saved.
Scotty, that Bible. And any church, I mean, preaches the same thing every week. He's got to say something about the Bible.
Well, I thought it said it was food. I thought it said it was life. I thought it said it was strength. I thought it said it was a shield. A faith for me. I thought it said it was a sword of the Spirit. Why would I not jab you with a knife? Right? I can get a lot deeper in you with a sword. The Bible says taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Right? This word here, takes somebody that is spineless and give them a backbone. It takes men that are like women. It turns them into a man. It takes a woman that don't have a backbone and causes them to be warriors, dedicated to their family. Dedicated to pray and fast, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit does it, but he will not do it if I don't want him to. He will not. I mean, I went about asking the Lord God, I don't know how to be a father, God, but God, show me, Lord, because all the fathers, all the relationships I know, the evidence that I know, Lord, are not good down here. Even in my own family, Lord, divorce and different things, God. God, I want to know how to be a father. I want to know how to be a husband. And you know what he did? He showed me. Travis got married, and I could boldly tell him when he they're having little issues in their, you know, and I'm thinking, oh man, this is like baby food fights here, man. But this is real to them, you know. And so I could boldly tell him, I told him one time, I said, son, I said, I have showed you how to be a husband. I did not tell him. You know why? Because I went and asked God, God, how do I be a husband? How do I be a husband, Lord? Then he began to lead me. I'd ask him that, and through the course of time, and you know, he told me, he said, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. And I thought, oh my God, she'll take advantage of me. That was my next thought, Johnny. She will take advantage of me. She'll use this against me. I mean, she's for me. She would kill people for me. But when she's mad at me, she'll kill me. And I thought, if she gets mad, she'll use this against me. Man, and she's going to think I'm a candy man. I mean, I have to throw her to the, I have to take her down before I have to hurt her, you know. When she, I mean, she'd fight like a man. I never let her get my hair. She would get your hair and pull it down and take you down, man. So anyways, see, that was the Holy Spirit leading me how to be a husband. And now, I mean, you know, she may not believe it, but I do. She's got a good husband. Yeah, baby. I told her yesterday, I said, I'm the only one can keep your cardio up, baby. Hit her heart. I was messing with her. Come down here and said something. She said, you been in this house? Shoes on. Johnny, I don't want to untie them boots every time I go in the house. Man, I'm going to the refrigerator and back. It's just 5 steps. And I said, well,
I know you didn't. You didn't.
So that's why I was telling her, I'm the only one. Keep your cardio up. Make your life exciting. Well, now, you know, I wouldn't be this way if I didn't have the Holy Spirit producing joy, producing faith and confidence and all of that. That's what he does for me and you. When we're yielding to the Holy Spirit, when we're willing to yield to him, when we're willing to obey him, just like this building. I come down to work that morning, and I said, okay, Lord, back to the church deal. I said, okay, Lord. I said, I'm going to get in my vehicle. I'm telling him this. I'm going to get in my vehicle, Lord. I can't hear your voice. You know, I'm thinking, I can't hear his voice, man, so I'm going to have to pick up something on the inside or something. You know? I said, I'm going to drive down through Bluntsville, Lord. And, Lord, quicken me to the building. Where is the building? Show me where the building's at, God, and we'll get this church started. Well, I get down to the stop sign, and the Lord said, use what you got. My eyes was looking in the mirror at this building. And I thought, oh, no, not that building. I'd not even considered this building. As the church, I had not considered it. People come down here and prophesied in this building and said, oh, this is going to be a church one day. And I told them I'm an evangelist. I'm not a pastor. God hadn't quickened me to any of that. You know? And I done learned, you know, you ain't going to get me out of the will of God through prophesying what you feel like. Well, I had them come to the streets down there, young evangelists down there. Had them come to the streets. I mean, people's getting back right with the Lord. The anointing's flowing. People's really enjoying the service. There's healings taking place. And this lady come to me, and she said, we all talked about it. We you're going to be our pastor. We're going to get the building. We're going to find the building. Everything. We'll take care of everything. We want you to pastor for us. And I said, well, now, I don't know about that. I said, I'm going to have to talk to the Lord about this. See what the Lord's saying about this. Well, you're anointed. Oh, they go to just slap you on the back. Oh, yes, you are him. I go to the Lord. Lord, he said, no. He said, no. So I tell a few people, and they're like, well, sounds like the Lord to me. He's opening that door for you. Yeah, you're anointed, Brother Scotty. That's the Lord opening that door. And I told one of them, I said, well, the Lord told me no. I said, what I'm saying here, you see, is an open door is not a leading. Don't ever be led by outward. Never. Don't ever need to have confirmation on the outside to know something is the will of God. See, Gideon put fleeces out to the Lord, and he was lost. And I did that one time. I said, Lord, whatever it was, I think it was on the tomato deal or something. I said, Lord, if this is your will, whatever it was, I don't know if it was, I can't remember. If this is your will, Lord, let 5 red trucks go by in 1 hour. And I started the clock. I looked at the clock. In 1 hour, 4 red trucks had went by. This is a true story. I said, well, Lord, I'm going to give you 15 more minutes. 15 more minutes. And if one more red truck comes by, I know that it'll be your will. I was giving an extra 15 minutes for another. I wanted that to happen. So 15 minutes went by and not one red truck. Right after the 15 minutes, here come another red truck. Now I'm confused. Maybe I didn't put a... All I'm saying in that was not the will of God for me to be doing that. Never, never. We're to be those that are led by the Spirit, open to, willing to yield. These are the sons of God. These are the ones that are going to experience God's power. Give me that 1 Corinthians, I'm going to close with it. It says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed it unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. But he said the Holy Spirit, he said, searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And I mean, I've heard it, if I've heard it once, I've heard it a million times. I have not seen or entered into man, what God has in store for him, and stop there. Like God is just some weird, it's weird, we don't understand. That's why they call him a mysterious God. They say God is he works in mysterious ways. Mysterious. That's not what the Bible says. He's not a mysterious God. He don't work in mysterious ways. He works in ways we might not have thought of, unexpected ways, but that don't make him a mysterious God. And the Bible says that he has revealed it to us, not hid it from us. It's hid from the world. The world can't receive it. And people that don't have a willing heart won't pick up on it. They won't get it, praise God. He said, but he has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit revealed this building to me, and here we are 21 years later with $300. Never borrowed a dime. We didn't have the money for that other building down there. And the Lord said it's time to buy it. And so we didn't have the money for it. Holy Spirit said it. So I said, well, Lord, I don't borrow money, Lord. And he told me what to go tell that dude and told me how the payments is. God did, the Holy Spirit. So I went and told that dude. I told him, I said, we're ready to buy it now. I said, I got a problem. What kind of problem you got? I said, I don't borrow money. He said, well, I'll just finance it to you. I said, I have another problem. He said, what problem is it? I said, I don't pay interest. He said, well, I'm not going to charge you nothing. He said, why don't you just go ahead and set the payments on it while you're at it? I said, I already have. And I told him what we pay a month. I said, we're going to give you this much down, $5,000 down, and this much a month. And then we closed out on it over there. I told him, I said, you know what? I stood up with that lawyer and all of there. I said, I will never pay it off full term. We didn't. We paid it off about a year. I think it went 3, 4, 5 years with it. It was going to take. We paid that off. We paid that off. Some people actually quit, and we lost money. I mean, the minute I signed that thing and everybody was excited we'd get in the building, I mean, it's like we couldn't afford it to start with, Johnny. My secretary back there said we can't afford it, you know. But then we had a bunch quit. And I thought, oh, man, great. Great, we really can't afford it now. Now we're really going to have to trust the Lord. But you know what he did? They quit, and a lost woman started tithing. Doris. Backslid. Started tithing. Didn't go to church here. The woman ain't never sent us a dime over here. God began to bring it in. He began to bring that money in. And then I felt like, glory to God, need to just go ask if anybody else want to leave. Look, God, we're prospering. Y'all leaving. We're prospering. See, that's the boldness of the Holy Spirit. Right in the middle of your fight, you'll be like, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm winning. I mean, you can be beat down on the ground, laying there with your tongue hanging out. And just, I'm winning. I'm winning. Where? Where? All in me. It's in me. You just watch. I'm fixing to bounce up. I'm fixing to bounce up like a balloon, man. I'm coming up. That's what he does to you. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.